evening.
Hello, good evening.
Sana, should we start or wait?
Well, we can start. Unless you feel
Okay.
like you want to wait, it's up to you.
No, I have no. I'm ready to start.
Okay. I know you always, have a short time at this time, so it's okay.
Okay. So we're in section 22 of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Lech Lecha, and we'll start with Pasuk 195. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bit chilu urchimu uchilu uchilu urchimu. L'yakta l'shem yudhe buvavhe b'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. L'imud Torah mitzvah v'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yihi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononeh aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononehu. Rabbi Elazar, Iara, Vei, Ushpiza, Belud, Wahawa, Imeya. Rabbi Hiskia, Kam, Belelia, Lemile, Bioraita. Kam, Rabbi Hiskia, Tabea. Amar, Lo, Rabbi Elazar. The keys to Ra, the Kusta, Avrayayo, Shakit, Hey. The translation. Rabbi Elazar came to an inn in Lod together with Rabbi Hiskia. Rabbi Elazar got up during the night to study Torah. Rabbi Hiskia stood by him, because the place was small. Rabbi Elazar said, the friends always meet in a narrow place. He meant that because the friends study Torah much of the time and work only a little, they meet in small and narrow inns. They have no money to rent large rooms. My commentary. In addition to Rabbi Ashlag's comments about narrow, it also relates to Rabbi Nachman's comments that the world is a narrow bridge. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, as it usually is when they're in a place, it may not be a physical place, but a spiritual place. Dimension, maybe.
Brandilo.
Welcome, Brandy. We're in verse 195 on section 22.
Okay.
Well, to comment on your comment, Hannah, we don't know if it's a physical place or a spiritual place. But if it is a spiritual place, there really is no need for an inn, because the souls do not sleep.
That's
so
true.
This is really a description of a physical place. And with that context, what they're referring to, the narrowness is our physical world is narrow because the souls are constricted by the bodies.
Right.
Verse 196. Ah. Patach Rabbi Elazar Weamar Ketafuach Batse Hayar Wigomer Ketafuach. Daku Chabrihu Tihu Hamid Umi Satar Big Vavnoi Mikol Shaar Ilanin Delai East the Dame Leia Rashimi Ihu the Kola Rashim Who Delate Ahara Tawaltaya. The translation. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion by saying, as the apple tree among the trees of the forest. The apple tree refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, who is precious and decorated by His colors. His colors, white, red, and green, are the secret of the three columns of Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet. His tree has no equal among all the other trees, which represent the 70 governors who imitate the holiness as an ape does a man. He is distinguished from them all, and there is no one like him. My commentary. This verse is clear as written, both with and without Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I was just thinking apples really are red and green and white and fine.
Correct.
And then Hashem's name is in gematria inside the apple if you cut it horizontally rather
right.
than vertically. You know, so that's it. The 70 governors, the other trees.
They're the angelic ministers that have the name Elohim applied to them.
Okay.
The 70 governors, the 70 Elohim, the 70 angelic ministers, they rule over certain physical territories in the physical world, whereas Hashem rules over the land of Israel.
Well, my first thought was that it happened, you know, maybe it was connected to the 70 nations, but being it's comparing Hashem, it wouldn't be the, you know, it wouldn't be human beings.
Right.
So I can understand the angelic ministers there. Each being over a specific nation would come out to be the 70. So.
Verse 197. Achara betzilo, wila betzila dishar mimanan. Himati ematai min yoma dachawa Abraham bealma dehihu chamid wirahim leya. The Kutshabarichu Biahava Gada Avraham Ohavi Upir Yo Matoch Lehi Ki Dahu Isak Daihu Iba Gadisha.
My commentary.
Because of this, I'm sorry. We're jumping around a little bit on my computer, so.
Okay.
Rabbi Elazar, I don't have any comment on this verse that's. No. Give me a second. There it is. My commentary, the verse is clear as written, both with and without. That was the last one. Doesn't look like I put...
Well, you said it explains certain code words. So, if I'm on the right one, I had to get up and close the door, so I may have lost my place.
No, I'm in 197, and have I read the translation? No, I haven't. The translation of 197, because of this, I sat down under his shadow with great delight. The verse reads, under his shadow, and not under anyone else's, because before she was properly established and well amended, the Shekhinah lay under the shadow of the leaves of the fig tree. So under his shadow and not under any others alludes to the other 70 governors. With great delight, he asks, since when? We cannot say that she has always experienced great delight, particularly after the sin when she was under the influence of the 70 governors. And he says, this is from the day when Abraham came to this world, who loved the Holy One, blessed be he. It is written, Abraham, my beloved, because he fully amended the Shekhinah, and she was united again with Zeron Pin. His fruit was sweet to my taste, refers to Isaac, who is the holy fruit of Abraham. My comment, the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The pasuk explains various code words. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Why the fig tree? The Shekinah lay under the shadow of the leaves of the fig tree.
It's
separated from what we were talking about, Hashem's code word being an apple tree, and she's under the fig tree, so it means she's separated from Hashem. So is that why they put a different tree?
Do you remember the Midrash or the various Midrashim that say there are 7 different fruits in the land of Israel, and the fruit of the tree of knowledge can be any one of those 7?
Yes.
So this pasuk is explaining things slightly differently. In the first pasuk, it was talking about the apple. Now it's talking about the fig. We could also be talking about the other 5 species, the wheat and the pomegranate and so forth.
Yeah.
But why specifically the fig? I've read it from the Midrash, but I don't really remember it to be able to explain it to you. But it has something to do with the gematria of the word fig. And I don't really know the Hebrew word for fig offhand, so... That's what
it was close to Shabbat, but it's, you know, at Shabbat time, I always go, look at the Hebrews of each one, Hebrew meaning,
right.
Or Hebrew. But I kind of thought maybe it was hinting of what we had previously last week, where the Shekinah is there, but the Shekinah wouldn't reveal herself, you know, for a period of time with Abraham, while he was with Lot. And So I thought maybe that was the reason it was another tree. Because it, the last few lines say, because he fully amended the Shekinah, and she was united again with Aaron Pin.
Right.
So maybe she reads big tree and goes to the apple tree. Code words, you know.
No, it's not like that. The reason fully amended the Shekinah. We're describing a metaphor that after the sin of Adam and Chava, the Shekinah was separated totally from Zeran Pin. And it's the metaphor is she's lying in the dust.
Oh,
and she can't get up. That's from Shir HaShirim. So the fully amended aspect was because Abraham loved Hashem and did his mitzvot to give pleasure to Hashem, that's what corrected the Shekhinah and allowed her to rise and rejoin Zeran Pin.
Okay.
And come into the Zivug with Zeran Pin.
So that was a part of correcting Adam's sin?
It's part
of Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm. It's part of Adam. Abraham came to correct Adam's sin. And he did correct some of it, but not all of it. But at this point, it was sufficient to elevate the Shekhinah.
That's really something.
The imagery is always powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 198, unless you have other questions.
No, there was a lot there, but it, you know, about Ashlag's capital letters, his comments, you know, really helped.
It does.
And then last week, that helped too, you know, relate to the verse for today.
Correct. Each section in every parasha, each section builds on its own, the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't see how it's being built upon. But generally speaking, you know, if you read these sections out of turn, you lose something.
Right. Well, I think that was important last week when they used the word that she wasn't revealed. You know, she was there, but she wasn't revealed. That kind of... I thought that was meaningful.
I agree. Davarachet Liyashati dayako upiryo matok lechiki dayosef hatzadik davad peirin tadishin bialma viad kiti vele toldot Yaakov Yosef The calling on told out the Yaakov Yosef, Hatzadik Machaime, the Aved told out, Ugin Kach Ichrun, Israel Al Shema de Ephraim, Titiv Havin, Yakir li Ephraim with Gomer. The translation. Another explanation of the verse. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. is that it refers to Jacob, who is the secret of the central column. And his fruit was sweet to my taste, refers to Joseph the righteous, who is the secret of your soul, who brought forth holy fruits to the world, namely souls. Therefore it is written, these are the generations of Jacob, Joseph, which shows that all the generations of Jacob are established by Joseph the righteous, who is the aspect of the Yesod of Jacob. And because of this, Israel is called by the name of Ephraim, as it is written, Ephraim, my dear son. My commentary. One needs knowledge of advanced reincarnation to fully understand this pasuk. There are code words as well being explained. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I was just amazed at how many Aramaic words were like the Hebrew. You know, I mean, you naturally recognize the names, you know, Yosef and Yaakov, but Tojot. You could have almost translated the Aramaic on this one. I'm not so sure I see which extra code words. Why would advanced reincarnation need to be a help to us in this verse? I'm not sure I see what you're thinking about.
Well, Jacob is Tiferet, but you wouldn't normally think of it in the sense of a central column.
Oh, that's right. He's usually Gevurah.
And then the idea of holy fruits is the children. We don't think in terms of that way of understanding the word fruits.
Well,
Israel is being called by the name of Ephraim because Joseph is more beloved than any of the other tribes.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, those are code words.
Well, knowing that Ephron was sons, you know, I didn't associate them as code words because they fit with the Torah. You know, even Ephraim and Manasseh being the sons of Joseph, and most of the time, you know, it's referring to Ephraim. So, but I can understand your thinking.
I'm putting it in context because if you go back 5 years, when we first would start to study Torah, if you had read this verse at that point, you would not have made the connections that you do automatically now. That
to the
Tiferet. You wouldn't have, it wouldn't be automatic like it is today. And that's why you see this not really code words. But I'm writing my comments for people not just in this class, but people who would read that
for the first
at a lower level of consciousness when they're first starting to study. And that's why you see me sometimes say, with contemplation, you will understand it, or with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, it's to give the people who are first starting out some connection to it and not get frustrated with their lack of understanding.
Well, I'm not much above the lower level, so you keep on.
Understood. But you understand why I'm doing it.
Sure, I do.
All right.
We covered a lot of verses today.
I'm sorry?
I said, we covered a lot of verses today. We're doing good.
Yeah. You never know. You have a beautiful evening, and we'll have the RE class in the next later class tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Rachel. Thank you, Rachel. Take care, all.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye. Have a good evening.